Jesus is coming again with power and great glory to judge the living and the dead. Those who put their trust in Jesus for their salvation will live and reign with Him forever. Those who reject Him as their Savior will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them. Our Savior also said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." He said, "I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of Him who sent me. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." On another occasion, Jesus said, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but He sent me." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Therefore, my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This command I have received from my Father." And Jesus also said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I and my Father are one." Just before raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." A little later, he called with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And he who had been dead for 4 days came out of the tomb. Still later, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Either Jesus had to be a liar or a lunatic, or he really was who he claimed to be. Christians are of the steadfast conviction that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, the Savior of the world, promised to the first man and woman after they fell into sin, the one prophesied in the law and the Psalms and the prophets over and over again. The Apostle Peter was convinced that Jesus was who he claimed to be, although he cowardly denied that he even knew Jesus on the night in which Jesus was betrayed. He boldly proclaimed the resurrection of Christ on every opportunity, though his life was threatened many times. And it was Peter who said, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." And the Apostle Paul, who once persecuted Christians, said, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For it is by grace, that is unmerited love, that you have been saved through faith in Jesus, not by works, so that no one can boast."